The 0-2 delivery on the way, and a swing and a miss. So a three-pitch strikeout to start his career as a starting pitcher in the big leagues for Steven Johnson as he strikes out Ackley to get things underway here against the Seattle Mariners. And here's a fastball, swing and a miss, strike three by Trevon Robinson. And in his first start in the big leagues, Steve Johnson, the 24-year-old from Baltimore, has now struck out nine.
Oh, a night to remember at Oriole Park at Camden Yards last year, August 8th. And honestly, Steve, we put together a countdown for the biggest moments in Baltimore sports last year. Out of all the Orioles moments, to put things into perspective, this is a year where the Ravens lost in the AFC title game, and Chris Davis came out of the bullpen to win a baseball game at Fenway Park, and playoff baseball returned to Camden Yards. I think I had that number seven overall, you making your home debut as a starting pitcher and pitching that well, earning the win in a very important game down a playoff stretch. And, of course, it was the anniversary of your dad's first win in an Orioles uniform. That stuff does not happen.
Yeah, believe me.
I mean, has that like been processed yet by you?
I still don't believe that happened. That those days lined up like that, and to have it happen at home, and to be, I mean, a lot of wow. I mean, someone told me that it was 23 years to the day, and I'm still trying to process that it happened, and then to actually win the game, just it makes it that much better.
Like, you know, us in Baltimore, when the hometown kid makes it anywhere, we're really proud. When they come and play for your team, I don't care if it's Tommy Polley, who played linebacker for the Ravens, or, you know, anytime Gavin Floyd gets mentioned in a trade rumor, people perk up and they're very interested in it. But for you to earn your first win as an Oriole, the team you grew up rooting for, and that's, like, pretty incredible all by itself, then your dad, who's also from Baltimore, also pitched for the Orioles. That never happens, especially in a market like Baltimore. Like, maybe that happens once every 100 years in, like, L.A., New York, Chicago, where there's that many people. But for that to happen in Baltimore, it just doesn't work that way.
I mean, it was – a lot of stuff had to happen, you know. I mean, I was with the Dodgers, and, you know, I was even a free agent last year before I signed back.
Right.
So, you know, just to have it work out the way it did and to be able to get the call up and make my debut there, then make my first start there. I mean, I think all four of my starts were in Baltimore. And, you know, like most of my, I think I only pitched on the road twice out of all those, you know, maybe two or three times. But most of my appearances were at home. I mean, we were in a pennant race, and, you know, I got that big starts down the, you know, big games. I couldn't believe it was happening. I tried to block out that it was actually happening and just enjoy the moment and let it kind of sink in, or try to sink in the off season. I still couldn't believe it.
We'll come back with Steve Johnson. We'll ask him about the Ravens, his other favorite team in town, and the coolest thing ever, what Steve's doing after the show tonight. That's all still to come here on Sportsline. Right now it's 7:30, time for an update with Phil Yuccobusky.